Why does God plant us in churches? It's to afford us that opportunity to work for Him. That's why it's important we meet together as a church so that we receive the blessing. So when the word of God, the rhema, comes like this, the word has come. In the word is the blessing. The moment you receive the word, great grace is imparted for that which must be accomplished. So there is the informative dimension of the Bible and there's the revelatory dimension of the Bible. The revelation shows you what you must do to experience the hand of God. So when the word comes in the revelatory dimension, there is instruction.
Now, your word in season.
You've been faithful. We are grateful. You've been faithful, Lord, through the ages past. That is why our name, oh, is forever. You've been faithful, Lord. You've been faithful, Lord. Through the ages past, through the ages. Yeah, that is why your name, that is why your name is forevermore. Is forevermore. January to July, you've been faithful, Lord. January to July, made a focus here. Yeah, made a focus here. Hey, 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 made a focus here. Oh, 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 yeah, wama man, oh, wama man, oh, yeah, wama man, even once, hey, made a focus here. Yeah, wama man, oh. January to July, Adum, Adum, yeah, Adum, the Amen, Adum, Ameti, I say, Emuna, make it come home, Emuna, yeah, Adum, 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 the Amen, Adum, Ameti, I say, Emuna, make it come home, Emuna. Yeah, Adumo, Adum, Adum, the Amen, Adum, yeah, Emuna, yeah, yeah, Aduna. Adumo, Adum. Adum, Piamena. Adum, Namitias. Ebuna, Ebikameho. Ebuna, Ebuna, Madira. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful. With our hands lifted up, with our mouths filled with praise, we declare that we are grateful. Thank you. Thank you so much. This morning, we are gathered in your presence. Our hearts and our minds are opened to receive your word with faith, with meekness, and with gladness. Bless us, even in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a beautiful Sunday morning. Let's get straight into the word of God. It's half of the year. We are left with 6 months more to end the year. It's important our minds are brought to certain truths of God's word. Make up your mind to live a successful life. It's a decision. Life is all about your choices and your decisions. Choose to live a successful life founded on the word of God. It's important. And I pray that when we meet in church and we receive the word, be a doer of the word, not just a hearer. In that is your blessing. Amen. The next 6 months, how the next 6 months is going to be, is not dependent on an external force trying to do something to you. But I believe how responsible you become towards your own life. And when I say this, I'm talking about how do you direct your own life based on God's word. By the close of the year, I think you shouldn't be blaming anybody for what you could achieve and what you couldn't achieve, what you could do, what you couldn't do. I think finding someone to blame is one of the worst things in life. Take responsibility of your life. And be responsible for your own joy. Be responsible for your own success. Depending on someone to bring you joy and happiness can end in disaster. Take responsibility of your life. How do we live the next 6 months so that in December you look back in retrospect and said, the year has been good. Though tough, it's been very good because I have overcome whatever came against me. This morning being Blessing Sunday, I just want to talk to you about the importance of your own words. You see, in directing the next 6 months of the year, the importance of your words. I pray you hear me out. Last Wednesday, I was saying something that words create. And your world, your life is created by your own words and the words of those you authorize. Never forget that. You are seated here this morning because you have authorized me to speak into your life. You could have been anywhere. That is why my words have impact in your life, because you have authorized me as your pastor. Vetted and approved. Bam. And now when I speak, it has an impact in your life because you have authorized me. You have approved that I'm your pastor. So your words and the words of those that you authorize create your world. Don't forget it. That is why it matters who you give your ears to, because their words will do something to you. Will do something to you. I personally believe that a lot of believers don't really think their words are that powerful. That is why they speak anyhow. Jesus said something in the book of Matthew. Matthew 12, 36 and 37. Let's look at it. Matthew 12. Oh, I pray when you speak it will be the right thing. Because it will create.
Don't create beasts yourself to scatter your life, and now you try to find somebody to blame. You created the beast by your words, and because you don't think your words are that powerful, that's why you speak anyhow. My life is blessed. Yes. Look at this. Jesus said, "But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment." Can you imagine that all the words you are speaking every day, you are going to give account on them? The word too. That's a very serious matter, isn't it? Idle word. What is an idle word? Inoperative. That word that you spoke, did you really need what it created? So many of us have created caricatures in the spirit, hunting our lives, and we are trying to find somebody to blame. I pray you wouldn't find people to be blaming. Is this one's fault? Is this one's fault? Is this one's fault? And most of the time, our lives are full with accusing others for what has happened to us. No, I choose to take responsibility of my life. I thought you would say it with some confidence. I choose. I will become what I want to become. I will become what I... Yes. Whether the one who I think should be responsible for it, I choose to be responsible. Say it well, Lou. Say it well. This thing that you said, you have created something. Though you can't see it with your eyes, but you've created something in the spirit. That will affect your life. Now look at the next verse. I want all of us, please, let's read it. One, two, go. "For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned." Wow. So when I say I'm prosperous, by my words I'm justified. When I say I'm poor, by my words I'm condemned. Does it make sense? So ask your neighbor for me. What words are you speaking on your own life? Yeah. This one is quite different from motivational speaking that says positive whatever. Positive. It's a bit different. This one is showing you what God has actually given to you and the power that he hid in the tongue. Every part of the body has its function. We know that physically or biologically, the tongue is for taste. So most people, all they use their tongue to do is to taste. The spiritual function of the tongue is to chart your course, create your course. Okay, after eating, so the tongue has no work again, isn't it? So your sense of taste, the same way biologically you taste with your tongue, the taste of your life is decided by that tongue, that same tongue, the taste of your life. By thy words, my home is blessed. Please, when I say things, I'm a teacher. I'm feeding you as a. So what I say is not to preach myself. I'm showing you what to say. Say, my home is blessed. Say it. Those of you married, say, my marriage is blessed. Say it. I know that there are not many married people, but we are quite a number. Let's say it. My marriage is blessed. Say, my home is peaceful. My home. Good. When you say, I don't know what is happening. My wife is an honor. She doesn't understand anything. You have created a beast. Get ready for manifestation. It may sound so simple. many homes are going through many problems because the people inside created what they want to experience. Okay. Now, in James chapter 3, let's consider that scripture. James 3. We are reading from verse number 1. We are going through to verse 12. Oh. These things are powerful.
Very powerful.
I said your words and the words of those you authorize. Can you just imagine? Jacob gathers his children and declares what would happen to them in the years ahead. And in that meeting, he decided from whose loins will come even the Messiah. Words. He charted their course. So whilst you are saying it don't work. Please, when it doesn't work, don't blame anybody. Are you fruitful? Those of us who are married, do you know the word divorce? Have you heard it before?
Yes.
Divorce. 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 It's an English word. Divorce. 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 Spell divorce. Spell it. Divorce simply means division force. So, when the forces are divided, it's divorce. What creates that? Nothing creates more wars than words. Words. Oh, you are this. The forces are divided. You think Jesus was joking when he said, a house divided against itself shall not stand. So, for example, no married Christian married couple should ever use that word in their home. I want a divorce. You want what? You can't want that. Since when did you start wanting that thing? No, it's a matter that has happened and we are talking about. How can you want?
I want.
You can't want it all. It is what?
Unwantable.
James chapter 3. This is why taming the tongue is the greatest spiritual discipline you will afford yourself. Taming your tongue. Your own tongue. Before you worry about somebody else, tame your own tongue. From verse 1, he says, my brethren, be not many masters. That means teachers. Knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. That means you are the one teaching others. The thing you are teaching, are you doing it? For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, matured man in Christ. Then he says, and able also to bridle the whole body. To bridle the whole body. I can't be sick.
So
you didn't offend in word. So now you are bridling, you are controlling your body. Does it make sense? My mind is sound. Amen.
I have an excellent spirit.
Whatever I touch prospers.
I am not confused.
I know what to do.
By the Spirit of God.
He says, this man with his word, he is bridling his own body. So I can bridle my home. I can bridle my finances. By your words you shall be justified. By your words you shall be condemned. I can bridle my wife. You know I love marriage. Do you know that? So me, if even the subject is about food, I'll bring marriage inside. Yes. The only institution that represents Christ and the church. So it must not fail. It must work. So bridle your home. My children are correct. They will not go wayward. What am I doing? I'm bridling my home. I give birth to only wise children. You can give birth to a certain child. You now say, hey. My God. The next verse. The next verse. Behold, we put bits in the horse's mouth that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Verse 4. Behold also their ships. Have you seen big vessels? Which, though they be so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. So, baby, captain, ne peno, a horn or chim helm, ne ko. The moment he turns the helm, the whole big vessel moves. The next verse. Even so, the tongue, this thing in your mouth. It's a little member and boasted great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. So with your own tongue, you can kindle a fire that will destroy your own life. A little. So when you are talking, listen to yourself. I think most people talk without listening to themselves. Listen, this thing that you just said, are you ready for it? That thing you just said, are you ready for it? And do you know to speak negative is easier than speaking positive? Yes. The next 6 months, how is your life going to be? I tell you, it's not dependent. It is not dependent on any economy, whatever. There are people in the economy who can't feel any heat. They don't even, what is heat? They don't. So your life, your health, your finances, your home, your tongue. Look at the next verse, verse 6. We are reading till verse 12. And the tongue is a fire. The tongue is a fire. So look at what you are playing with. The tongue is a fire. A world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members that defileth the whole body. Listen. The tongue can defile the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature. So what decides the course of nature? The tongue. You see, when Elder was introducing me, he didn't know I was going to talk about it. He mentioned some two things that were really powerful. He said, which country did he mention first? When China wanted to become, when these people wanted to become, they said, when you want to become, what are you saying? So can I say something? I know you definitely find somebody to blame, but whatever your situation is now, you said, I know some people, they would definitely say, it's not me. I know, I'm a human being, so I know how human beings we are. Is it you or it's not me? It is. Yes. That's what happened. When the Lord appeared in the garden, first thing, shifting blames. It's not me, the woman you gave me. Have you seen how married couples can blame each other? This one says this one. Look, you better stop and say, I accept, I may have wronged you, forgive me. This one too, I may have wronged you, forgive me. We are a team, we are not enemies. We are a team fighting one common enemy. We are not enemies. Since when did your wife become your enemy? And setted on fire the course of nature. And it sets, it is set on fire of hell. Tongue no. Pachor or Tegramade? Just some people sat on radio and said something about Hutus and Tutsis. God brought the war in Rwanda. The genocide. In 1 week, about 100,000 people have been butchered. My message is very short this morning. The next 6 months, how would your life turn out to be? You see, you must have special speaking sessions. You see, don't pray, then after prayer, you are speaking wrong. You can neutralize everything you prayed about. Yourself. After praying about something, you go back and talk wrong. You have neutralized everything yourself. Now, the next verse, verse 7. For every kind of beast and birds and of serpents and of things in the sea is tamed and had been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. He's talking to us about the tongue. No wonder the first thing the Holy Ghost takes over when he comes upon a man is his tongue. So that you could speak right. People of God. Do you know you can be so angry? You can be so angry. When you are very angry, do you know what anger wants you to do? Talk wrong. So you'll be surprised that somebody that you really liked, beautiful, chose to marry and everything, when you are so angry, you can say she's ugly. And right away, she becomes ugly. Yes. In your sight, you never see a beautiful person again. Huh? If you choose to speak wrong, don't blame anyone for the outcome. It's a very short message today, but we are reading till verse 12. Your tongue is full of what? Deadly poison. Can you imagine? The next verse. Therewith we bless God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. He says this same thing in your mouth. You bless and you curse with it. The next verse. Out of the same mouth proceeded blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. The next verse. Doeth a fountain send forth the same place sweet water and bitter? So your tongue brings forth waters. Are they bitter or sweet? You can't have both in the same place. Am I communicating at all? The next verse. Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine figs, so can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh water. Ask yourself each time, these that I'm saying, what waters am I issuing out? What waters am I issuing out? Control your life with your tongue. When you are tempted to talk wrong, know that no word comes out of your mouth that doesn't create something. It's creating something. I said, don't create beasts that will devour you. And you created them yourself. Somebody said, oh, I said this and I said that. I said, I've not seen anything. No, no, no. It doesn't begin with seeing. You said it. You will see it one day. You'll be surprised. When the sperm enters a woman, it's not that same day that she even knows that she's pregnant. But give it time. You will see that that seed that entered her, that seed that entered her, if only she is a healthy lady, that seed that entered her will start to work on her body, fertilize the egg. The same way you that I'm trying to be too graphical this one. You that release that sperm into that lady. I hope there are no children here. You didn't create the lady. You didn't create the lady. In the spirit, when you speak words, the eggs that your words fertilize, you didn't create them. They are in the realm of the spirit. Anything you say fertilizes something to give birth for you. Comprend? If the words of God create, and you are created in his image and his likeness, what does your words do? Same. So if you're a business person, your business, what do you say about your business? Every area of your life, the course of your life must be decided by your words. Now let's read that popular scripture in Proverbs 18. I love it. I want us to read it again. Proverbs 18, 20 and 21. The next 6 months of the year, I pray that when you look back, you know, Kaish, I created the right things. And you must be conscious about them. Both conscious and unconsciously, you must be speaking the right things. You getting it? A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. A man's belly. A man's belly. A man's belly. This may not sound like a new revelation, but it's the revelation for the moment. It's Blessing Sunday. First Sunday of July. The rest of the year, if you will take charge of your words and make sure that you are speaking the right thing, you would be happy at the end of the year. You say, I'm glad. No matter how it looks, stay positive and speak the right words. Speak the words of the Lord to it. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Can I say something on you? I see you having multiple streams of income. It's one of the things that's going to happen in the next 6 months, huh? This period, you have multiple streams of income. Other things will bring you money. In the name of Jesus. Yes, I just created something. You will not have just one stream of income, and if customers are not coming in that area, you start being frustrated. I said you have multiple streams of income. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Now, verse 21 says, death. How come he brought death first? Why not life? Death and life, where are they? In the power of the tongue. And they that love it, you must love your tongue. Let your tongue speak and bring life to you. They shall, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. I made us read it in the Message translation. Let's read it again. Words kill. Words give life. They are either poison or fruit. You choose. You choose. Huh? You choose. Let's read another scripture from still the book of Proverbs. Words kill. Words give life. They are either poison or food. You, Proverbs 12:14. Let's read another scripture. Then I will add just two more scriptures, then we are out of here. A man shall be satisfied. So your satisfaction should not be an expectation you have outside of yourself. Anything outside of yourself should have been created by yourself. He says, a man shall be satisfied with the good, by the fruit of his mouth. We all live in Ghana, isn't it? You get to some areas, people who have their resources intact have made their spaces very nice. You get to other places, it's not that nice. Are you following the thing? Amen. So they are satisfied. If those who are living in a particular place are satisfied, they made it like that for their satisfaction. Look, anything about your life that you don't want, change it. You change it. Change, it doesn't start by going to find fans. Next week, I'll be sharing something with you.
Oh, I can't wait.
Look at God's creative process. How God created. He didn't start looking for things. He spoke. That is where it starts. We are spiritual people. Let's believe in spiritual principles. How did he create? When did God begin to even declare the desire for a man? So before even other men come into your matter, you ought to have created, operate like God. First day, second day, all of these days, there was no man around. So you that are always looking for men to come and fill in a certain gap. Meanwhile, you have not even thought and spoken those things into being. Hey, I hope you are here. Should I bring you some coffee this morning? It won't be bad at all, isn't it? It won't be bad at all. Maybe it will be nice. One Sunday, hot coffee. I think it will be very nice. Hey, what is the A-O? Can you just imagine? I heard somebody say the A-O. Boys. I think very nice beverage when you come to church. You pick one and you just walk into there. Hallelujah. Anyway, change it. So, I'll try. Believe in what you say. This thing will change. Stop being sorrowful. Stop being trying to find people to sympathize with you. Stop that. Take charge. It works. It works. Before you talk to anybody about it, take charge. Believe in what you say. And speak forth words. You'll be surprised how things will turn out. You are more powerful than you think. Hebrews 11:3. Things are working to my favor. Yeah. I think sometimes we desire to be sympathized with. We want people to hear our story so that they will say, oh, sorry. The more sorries you receive from people, the more miserable you become. Stop that. Oh, we are sorry. Oh, did it really happen? Oh, sorry. I came to say sorry. And most of the time, those who are sympathizing with you are rather laughing. They are laughing at you. Accept the responsibility to change things in your life. You chart the course. Sometimes you take time out. I want to talk to myself. Talk to my destiny. Then you start speaking. You start speaking. I'll do well. I'm going forward. Nothing can hinder me in the name of Jesus. My enemies will bow at my gate. You see, this is not prayer. You see, all these things that every time, it's a, this is personal time to talk. Hebrews 11. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed. Framed. Can you give it to us in Amplified? I know there are some people who don't really see that their lives are in their hands. They are always trying to find someone else to put it into their hands. Yes. Now, please, I'm not saying this that you are independent of God. Don't get me wrong. For our dependency is on God. But now I'm talking about what he's made us and the power he's invested in us to take charge of our lives and not behave as if somebody else must be responsible for our lives. Yeah. Master life. Master life. Master life. We'll talk about prayer another day. But master life. Sometimes those in the world are daring. They look at things and say, I'll get it. And they go for it. They go for it. After 2 years, they tell you, I told you I'll get it. And he didn't pray. I'll get it. They tell you, I will get it. I'm going to get it. And they fight. They do everything. But they began with, I will get it. I will get it. Be daring about life. He says, the worlds, we understand. By faith, we understand that the worlds, during the successive ages, were framed. Look at something. Fashioned, put in order, and equipped for their intended purpose by the word of God. So that what we see was not made out of things which are visible. What we see, we're not made out of things which are visible. That means an invisible material created them. What were they? The words of God. So are your words. So are your words. So are your words. Because I am authorized in your life, let me speak some words. You will do well. Look, whoever has some money that belongs to you, it will come to you. Amen. Nobody can hold back your money. Amen. What is ordained for you will find you and come to you. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I speak as one that is authorized in your life. Amen. That the Lord God Almighty will order your steps. I'm framing your world. Because I'm authorized to do so. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. May you be caused to go in the right path. In the name of Jesus, whatever is sent against you to come and frustrate your life, any area of your life, I stand as God's ordained vessel, authorized to speak and to impart your life, that nothing will succeed in frustrating your destiny. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you are making progress. You are advancing in style. In the name of Jesus. The Lord himself will bear you. Bear you on eagle's wings. He will make you suck. Only out of the rock. It doesn't matter how things are difficult. The Lord will make you suck only from the rock. He will satisfy your life with good. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The Lord will satisfy your life with good. He will show you kindness. 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 In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The rest of the year will be good. The rest of 2024 will be good. I speak forth in the name of Jesus. Any appointment with death, let it be canceled in the name of Jesus. If death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. I speak life into you. I speak life into you. I speak life into your family. I speak life into marriages. I speak life into marriages. I speak peace into marriages. I speak health into your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. May the Lord, who satisfies a hungry soul, who quenches the thirst of the thirsty, may the Lord come through for you. May he bring you good satisfaction in every area of your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as you take charge of your life by your own words, as you speak, may you see them. As you speak, may you see them. As you speak, may you see them. Even in the name of Jesus. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. The resources you need, the resources you require, the same way Jacob spoke to his children and spoke over their lives, the same way Isaac blessed Jacob and he said, I've given you plenty of corn and wine. I stand as God's ordained servant and I bless you. And I speak for what I say. Be satisfied with corn and wine. Let resources find themselves coming to you. You attract resources. You do not repel resources. You attract resources. And your life will see good. In the name of the Lord Jesus. You are blessed. Even in Jesus' name. And if you believe, shout a living amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
God bless you for listening to today's message. If you want to give your heart to Christ, just say this short confession after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe in you. I believe you died, and on the third day, you were raised back to life, and you are alive. I confess with my mouth that Jesus, you are Lord. You are the Lord of my life. Even from this day forth, precious Spirit of God, help me to live for the Lord all the days of my life. God bless you. If you said that confession, you are a child of God. Make sure you are planted in a church that will raise you in the Word of God so that you become a tree of righteousness that will bear fruit to the glory of God. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with my Pastor Christian. We believe you have been refreshed by the Shepherd's Stream for a glorious living in Christ Jesus. You can get the messages of the man of God, Pastor Christian, on Facebook, Telegram, YouTube, podcast, or Podcast Addict, all at My Pastor Christian or Shepherd's Stream Church. You may also call our helpline for the messages and the books of Pastor Christian and for pure pastoral counsel and any other inquiry on 0540-953-017. We also have the pleasure to invite you to join us in our glorious celebration services this and every Sunday at the Fresh Oil Assembly, Kumasi City Church, KCC, Edum, right opposite the GRA building, behind the Ajaba building. My Pastor Christian also comes your way with Shepherd's Stream prayer session this and every Friday at 6:30 p.m. at the church premise at Edum. You can also join in the prayer session via Facebook Live at My Pastor Christian. Come, pray, and experience the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.